A deepening tragedy in Oakland, California now. The death toll in what officials say is the deadliest fire in Oakland's history is in the dozens and expected to rise as authorities sift through the destruction at the artist live workspace known as the Ghost Ship in the Fruitvale neighborhood of Oakland. The fire, which engulfed the cavernous space, started Friday night during a party. One of those unaccounted for is a freelancer at our partner station KQED in Northern California. How are people responding, John?
Well, I think people are just responding with a lot of heavy hearts. We're seeing a lot of makeshift memorials near the site. There are several chain link fences around this warehouse before you get to the crime scene, or pardon me, the crime scene investigation. We don't know if it's a crime scene yet, and I want to make it clear we don't know, but there is crime scene caution tape up. And near those, we see lots of flowers, lots of handwritten memorials. John, to be honest with you, there seems to be a little bit of disassociation going on. I spoke to someone who had escaped the fire yesterday, and it was almost like she wasn't there as she was talking to me. Like, she understood what was going on. She logically knew that at least one of her friends had died, and perhaps most likely several more. But she didn't seem all there. So I think there's a lot of unattended grief, especially for people who new survivors, new victims at this fire, and for those who survived, just barely making it out.
How big is this building?
It's about 10,000 square feet, 9,900 square feet. It's the kind of warehouse that you would see in the more industrial type areas of a city. This area of Oakland and Fruitvale is a place that is, you know, just beginning to gentrify. So we're starting to see some houses that are being rehabbed. But this industrial place was the kind of place where you would, you know, maybe see rows of sewing machines if it was not an art collective. So it's a very big building. It's a very old building. There's a lot of structural problems with it to begin with. And it's made it the actual structure of it and the faulty structure of it combined with the blaze. It's made it very difficult for first responders and search teams to make their way through this area.
Is it certified for residential living?
Absolutely not. And that's been one of the big contentions already. Not only is it not certified for residential living, we've been told, KQED has been told, that there's about 25 people who are living there. We have not confirmed that. The person who owns the warehouse says he was unaware of anyone living there. Now, we should say, like many warehouse art spaces that, again, are found in Los Angeles or Portland or, in the New York area, this one was essentially rented out to one person who then kind of subletted it to other artists. Many of them are struggling artists. And so this was a place where they could live and work. It was absolutely not zoned for it. And the person who actually managed this facility, a very well-known guy in the Oakland warehouse art scene, has kind of disappeared. So we can't get a lot of answers from him as this goes on.
Any estimates of what the peak occupancy of that building might have been on a typical night?
Well, I've talked to people who say that they've seen up to, you know, like 600 or even 1,000 people.
Wow.
There. This is a very large building. That doesn't appear to be the case on this night. It appears that, you know, we're estimating somewhere, and I want to make this very clear, just like we don't know the cause of the fire or the reason of the fire, we also don't know how many people were in there. But we're estimating, based on our eyewitness accounts right now, at about 100 people so far. There are still many scores who are unaccounted for, who said they were attending this. And we should say that this art studio was, you know, creativity and imagination was encouraged. Well, creativity and imagination don't make for good fire escapes. There was only apparently a few entrances in because the artists had kind of created this kind of surreal labyrinth, this experience when you walk through it. And apparently, according to the people I spoke with, that's made it very difficult for people to escape. So, I mean, just a tragedy
all the way around, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, we pray for any information about your colleague at KQED. John Sepulveda is a host of the morning program California Report. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, John.